For a couple of years now, the University of West Florida has partnered with the National Park Service to monitor the amphibian and reptile populations at Gulf Islands National Seashore. Richard Kahn, a staff writer for the UWF Center for Research and Economic Opportunity, is highlighting that research in a new article. He shared some of the details with WUWF's Sandra Averhart.
Richard, first of all, give us an overview of this partnership between UWF and the Park Service and a little bit about some of the research they're conducting.
Well, the Park Service, they have a lot of other responsibilities between maintaining facilities, doing public programs and outreach, land management issues. So they were looking for some help to do this kind of long-term monitoring. They don't always have the resources to do this type of monitoring. So each month, the UWF students, through a partnership formed about 2 years ago, go out to the Naval Live Oaks region of Gulf Islands National Seashore, and they do the surveys of the entire amphibian and reptile populations. And, of course, they find many native species, but also at the same time, they've found some invasive species.
And heading up all this research on the UWF side of things is Dr. Jeff Ebel.
Yes, Dr. Jeff Ebel is a UWF professor who is also the research coordinator for the Gulf Islands Research and Education Center. And he was happy to enter into this partnership.
They're monitoring at 8 different parks. And so they've been looking for a while now. They've been looking for partners to assist them in that task. And, you know, we took them up on the offer because it provides a great opportunity for our students to get some experience out doing research in the field and get some of that hands-on experience that they need to be able to actually get a job.
Now, Richard, let's reiterate the fact that this research is broad in nature. It's looking at amphibian and reptile populations, but it's also focusing on invasive species.
Yes, particularly what they find at that site is the greenhouse frog, which is native to areas like Cuba and the Caribbean. And it's like a lot, particularly tree frogs, they are really good at colonizing new areas. So the greenhouse frog will often shelter on potted plants, and they'll lay their eggs in potting soil or attached to planters. And, you know, if that happens to be in a nursery that they're in, that nursery could be shipping plants all over the world and inadvertently introducing new species to areas like Hawaii, Puerto Rico, or in this case, Pensacola.
You know, at one point a few years back, you could flip one of those boards and there might be 20 or so greenhouse frogs under it. We had, you know, two pretty tough winters recently, particularly not last year, but they had like that 3-day hard freeze. That knocked populations back, and we haven't really seen a good, strong recovery since then. We still see plenty of greenhouse frogs, but prior to that freeze, they were everywhere.
So, Richard, you were able to see what the greenhouse frog looks like and see some of the other species when you went on a recent trip in the field.
Yes, I was out there for about 4 or 5 hours with the UWF team, got to see the various methods that they deploy to do this monitoring. And one of the students who was leading the effort was Hillary Skowronski.
We look under cover boards, which are metal and wood. We also look at PVC pipes to see what kind of organisms we're going to find in there. And today we found a lot of hyla, the pinewood tree frogs. Underneath the cover boards, we find a lot of Eleutherodactylus.
That's the greenhouse frog, the invasive species. They found quite a few of those during my visit with the team. And as Hillary said, they employ various methods, including using these cover boards, which they leave on the forest floor. It gives a kind of a consistent sample of what's at the park. So when I was out there, they found a lot of native species of frogs and invasive species, the greenhouse frog, as well as various species of lizards.
Now, you also got to see how they use the PVC pipes to gather data. Describe that for us.
Right. The PVC pipes they leave attached to trees. So they'll remove that PVC pipe, take a look and see what's in there.
There is a little guy. Oh, my God, there's three.
Usually it's going to be frogs and native species of frogs, typically. And they, Hillary Skowronski in this case, who was leading the effort there, tapped the pipe against her shoe to pry these frogs loose.
Ready? Steady. Goey.
Then there's kind of a mad scramble to pick up the frogs, photograph them, and, of course, document them.
It's like a pinata. Mother Nature's pinata.
These are cute femoralis, and they have, like, these dots on their little femur.
And then that information is presented to the National Park Service.
In addition to the greenhouse frog, they're also monitoring and on the lookout for another more invasive species.
Yes, this is an aggressive species, the Cuban tree frog, which has not been spotted there yet at the Gulf Islands National Seashore, but it could be on the way. It's been spotted as nearby as Panama City, So what they have a device. It's an automated acoustic, what they call frog logger, digital recorder, and it is attached to one of the trees in Naval Live Oaks to detect the distinct call of the Cuban tree frog if and when it does arrive.
What is happening with the research data? Are they developing a plan of action for dealing with these invasive species?
There's no evidence to show yet that the greenhouse frog is displacing any native frog species there, though a park official told me it's too early to say that definitively. And, of course, they'll still be on the lookout for the Cuban tree frog. As far as UWF, Jeff Elbel told me that the university was definitely looking for more of these type of long-term monitoring partnerships to do with the National Park Service in the future.
Richard Kahn is a staff writer for the UWF Center for Research and Economic Opportunity, or CREO. You can read his article on the amphibian and reptile survey going on at Gulf Islands National Seashore, Naval Live Oaks, and much more on our website, wuwf.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.